Thank you very much for coming, and may our learning serve as a merit. Le'ilui Nishmas, Me'ira Chaya Nachama Bracha La Shalom, Bas David Mordechai Sheyichya. Let's start again about a third of the way up here on Mem Beis Mebeis. Iboilu, that a question in the yeshiva. Makom Nevelas Of Tahor, that spot in the throat where if somebody is swallowing a carcass of a kosher bird that did not have a correct shechita. So we know that the Torah says that swallowing the nevela of a kosher bird makes the garments that the person is wearing tamei. So how is that spot categorized? A luahavi, is that a spot that is, you know, encapsulated, hidden? You know, is that part of the body? Obesa starim havi, or is that just a hidden spot within the body, like the folds of skin under a person's armpit? L'may naf kamina, what would the difference be? K'gon shetachav lo chaveru kazayis nevela l'toch biv. If his friend put a kazayis of a nevela of an animal into that spot. Yamet belua havi, if you say that that spot is basically encapsulated, that it's tuma blua, it's like a tuma that is encapsulated in the body that doesn't create any tuma, lo matami, it doesn't create impurity. But iyamit beis hastar mavi, if you'd say it's like the inner folds of skin, okay, nihi nami de b'maga lo matami, there's no tuma through touching those spots, but b'masa mir matami, there would be tuma through transport, and therefore the nevela, which can create tuma through transport, would create tuma because he's transporting it in his throat. Abai Amar Belua Havi, so there is no impurity through the nevela. Rav Amar Beis Hastarim Havi, Rava says it's like the folds of skin, and therefore there is tuma. Amar Abai Abai said, Mina Aminala, what's my source? That there would be no tuma, that it's considered encapsulated. The Tanim Antin Abraisa. Yachol Tehe Nevelas Behema Metama Begadim Abeis Abliya. I might have thought that a nevela of an animal, when it's swallowed, that creates impurity on the clothing, the same way that's true with a nevela of a kosher bird. Tamaloma, that's what the Torah says. Nevelo trefa lo yachel letamava. Nevela and trefa shall not be eaten to become impure through it. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. That tells you, Misha, in la tuma elachilasa. Those things that only create tuma through eating, namely a nevela sof tar, creates tuma through the eating. Yatzazu, that excludes a nevela of a behema. Shetmea kodem shiochlena, it's already tummy before it's eaten, and through the touch it creates tuma. So what do you see? You see that it's that's why this pasuk doesn't deal with it. So in other words, we have no source in any pasuk to have a tuma to an nevela of an animal, or from an nevela of an animal in the swallowing area. So you see that the swallowing area is considered fully balua, because if the swallowing area is just considered a hidden area, so the Raisa shouldn't say that there's no tuma. There is tuma. There's the tuma of transport. All right, question now. Ask the Gemara on the Braisa. V'tesi, why don't we derive a kal v'chomer? Mi nivla sof tar. Say like this. Ma nivla sof tar. When you have an nevela of a kosher bird, shein la tuma b'chutz, were you to touch it before it went into your mouth? There's no tuma. Nevertheless, yesh la tuma b'fnim. When you're eating it, it creates a tuma on your clothing. So now, zu, when you have an nevela of an animal, shesh la tuma b'chutz, when you touch it, there is a tuma. And odin shesh la tuma b'fnim. Certainly, there should be a tuma when you eat it. Amar Kras, the pasuk says about the nevela sof tar, lo yochal letama ba, don't eat it to become tame through it. So that word letama ba is to tell you ba, in it there is a tuma of eating, lo ba cheres, but not in other things. What other things do not have the tuma of eating? A nevela of an animal. Im kein if so ma tama lomar, what the verse try to tell us? When it says about an nevela of an animal, it's not about eating, because we say that the nevela of an animal doesn't create tuma through the eating. So why talk about eating? So the reason why I use the word va'ochel is litain shir lenogev lenose. It's to say that it's to give you the measurement for someone who touches a nevela of an animal or someone who carries a nevela of an animal. To say what amount of nevela of an animal creates impurity when you touch it or when you carry it. Ke'ochel, like the amount of eating. Ma'ochel b'kezayis, just like the amount of eating throughout halacha is an olive worth. Afnogeav, no say b'kezayis. So too, the amount of nevela animal that creates impurity through touch is if there was a kezayis, an olive worth of the nevela animal. But if you had less than that, half an olive worth of nevela animal, and you touch that, you don't become impure. If you have less than an olive worth of nevela animal and you carry it, you do not become impure.
So this nevela is the animal that is kosher, but this shek is
was
not
shek. Was not shek. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about if the animal is not kosher? And
also could be a nevela animal.
It is an nevela.
But only in birds, it has to be a kosher bird that wasn't shek.
So if somebody eats it, his whole body becomes tameh?
The whole body becomes tameh, but it's becoming tameh because of touch that's external, not because of the swallowing.
And his clothing too, including
his
clothing?
No, not the clothing.
Just the body.
But if somebody put it into him, so he didn't really touch it, then it wouldn't make him tameh of an animal. Okay, we are now at the second wide line here on Mem Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rava, Rava said, Sheretz Bekumto. Somebody puts a dead rodent underneath his armpit, in the folds of his armpit. Tahar. He's Tahar because that is maga besastar, that is touch in a hidden area. However, nevela bekumto, if he puts a piece of nevela in his armpit and he carries it around, he's tameh. He's tameh. The reason is because he's tameh through the transport, through the masa. It's not a tumah of touch, it's a tumah of transporting. Carrying. Sheretz bekumto tahor. If he puts a dead rodent in the folds of his armpit, he's tahor. Because sheretz benegiyum et tumetame. A dead rodent only creates tumah through touch. Beisastarm lav bar magahu. The area underneath the folds of the armpit is not an area that can create impurity through touch. However, nevela bekumto tameh, if he's carrying around a piece of dead carcass in the folds of his armpit, he is tameh. Because true, it doesn't create impurity through touch, but masa mihu metamik. But it does create impurity through transport, through carrying. Another law, sheretz bekumto. A man takes a dead rodent, and his friend puts it underneath the folds of skin in his armpit. V'hichniso la'aviratan, and he now puts his armpit, his shoulder, into the airspace of an earthenware oven. So tame, now the earthenware oven is tame because an earthenware oven becomes tame once there is a sheretz in its airspace. Now the sheretz is in its airspace, even though it's in its airspace through first being in his armpit. Mar says, pshita, of course. So my answer is, Mar says, what to say? The verse says, Asher yipol mehem el tocho. If from the sheretzim they fall into the inside of the earthenware vessel, Amar Rachman Hashem said so. Velo toch tocho, but not if it's falling inside the inside. In other words, not when the sheretz is in the armpit and the armpit is in the vessel. I might have thought that then the vessel does not become impure. Well, that's the chiddush. No, since the dead sheretz is still in the airspace of the vessel becomes impure, even though it's also in the folds of his shoulder. All right, another law about armpits and things that are under the folds of an armpit. Amr Shlakish said, Kana Bekomto Shel Zav. Let's say you have a Zav who has had discharges of gonorrhea, he's impure, and he puts a reed in the fold of his armpit. And then, now the reed is Tahar. Vehisit Bo Esa Tahar. With this reed, he moves the pure person. So the pure person stays Tahar. However, Kana Bekomto Shel Tahar. If a Tahar person puts a reed under his armpit, and with that reed he moves the zav, tame, he becomes impure. My time, why is this so? Why is there such a difference? Amar Kakas, the pasuk says, v'chol asher yigabo hazav, and anything that the zav will touch, v'yadav lo shataf b'mayim, and he hasn't washed his hands, V'chibes begadav, he needs to immerse his garments, v'rachatz b'mayim, and he has to wash himself in the waters, v'tamei ad ha'arav, he's going to be tamei until the evening. So, we don't need this verse to teach me that if a zav touches things, it makes them tamei, because that there's another verse. Hanogea b'bsar ha'zav, v'tamei ad ha'arav. So what is this verse? V'chol asher yigabu ha'zav, it's zeu haseto shel zav. This pasuk is telling me that if a zav moves a tahor item, through moving the tahor item, he makes the tahor item tamei. So this is a special chiddush that in a zav, if he makes something else move, that by making that other thing move, he makes it tamei. Shalom matzinu lo tuma machala Torah kula. And all the other tumas of the Torah, we don't find such a thing that when a tamei person makes something else move, he makes that item tamei. So therefore, it's a very novel idea. And the novel idea wasn't even said explicitly. It wasn't said, kol asher hazav yasitoto, anything that the zav will make move is tamei. It's phrased as, kol asher yigabo hazav, afki rachmana b'lashon nagia. The Torah takes out this law in the terminology of touching. That's l'meimra to tell you, the hesed u'negia kiyadav, that when a zav moves something, or when a zav touches something, it has to be like his hands. Mahasam yabaroi, just like the hands only create tumah from the outside, and also they have to be touched on the outside. Afacham yabaroi, so too hesed is only from the external parts of the body, like if the hand moves something. But if the folds of skin under his armpit are what's moving something, that does not create tumah. And therefore, when a zav is holding a reed underneath his armpit, and with that reed under the armpit, he prods a person and makes a person walk, that person, even though he was made to move by the zav, does not become tamei.
Is he typically touching it, or is he doing it with something in between?
It's something in between. He can clap on something and it falls over, clap next to it and it falls over. Yeah, he made it move.
Wow.
All right, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah got into all these discussions because the Mishnah was contrasting Nida from Zav and Balkeri. It said, in Nida, when the blood is in her body, but it's gone from the uterus to the vagina, from the prosdor, from the hallway to the bayis achitzon, it's already tamei because of the verse, tamah bivsara, her blood in her flesh. But in regards to Balkeri, in regards to semen, in regards to Zov, in regards to gonorrhea, it has to actually leave the body of the man. Otherwise, he is not impure. Says the Gemara, what's the source? Zav, dechsev. It says about a Zav, ish ish ki yez Zav mibisaro. A man who will have a flow from his flesh. Zovo tamehu. His flow makes him tame. So it says Zav mibisaro, flow from his flesh. Achiyetze zovo mibisaro. The flow has to go out of his flesh, but if the flow is still in the flesh, even though he felt it leave its source, it does not make him impure. Balkeri, how do we know that in regards to Balkeri, for the semen, it also makes him impure once it exits his body? Because it says over there, V'ishki teitze mimenu shechva zera, and a man that will come out of him the seed, come out of him, but if it's still inside of him, he does not become impure. Said the Mishnah, Hayochal the chuma, if you have a kohen eating chuma, vihirgish, and he feels that the semen is coming out. So what should he do? He should hold the organ and swallow the chuma before the semen actually comes out. So Gemara says, how could he do that? Oches, how could he hold the organ? But we learned in a brayser, Belezer, Omer Belezer says, kol oches ba'ama, anyone who holds the organ umashtin to help him when he urinates, kilu mevi mabula olam is as bad as bringing a flood to the world, because this was the sin of the generation of the flood, that they were masturbating, they were causing seed to come out. Amar Abaya said, what does the Mishnah mean? It means not to hold it with his hands, b'matlis ava, to hold it with a thick rag. Rav Amar Abaya said, afilu b'matlis rak, even with a thin rag, where his fingers and his hand heat will get to the organ, but the answer is, came on the akar, this seed is already uprooted, so he's not causing the seed to uproot. Abaye doesn't want to allow a thin rag, because chayish duma asilo sufi, maybe by holding the organ with a thin rag, he's going to cause more seeds to uproot. Rava lo sufi lo chayish. Rava's not worried it's going to cause more to uproot. Asks the Gemara against Rava, Tanya Brulin din Abraisa, L'mazze dome, what is it like to put a hand on that organ? L'nosin etzba ba'ayim. It's like somebody putting a finger in an eye. Kol man she'etzba ba'ayim edamas. V'chozeres u'medamas. As long as the finger is in the eye tears and then it tears again. So we're seeing that the same is true with the hand on the organ. As long as the hand is on the organ, it causes seed to come out and causes more seed to come out. So how could Rava say that a person who feels the seed coming out should is allowed to put his hand there with a thin rag? It's going to cause more seed to come out. Rav will tell you like this. At this very moment, it's not likely to again warm the body and cause more seed to come out. The seed's already coming out. What do we said in the Braisa that if it's like a person who puts his hand there is like a person putting a hand on the eye, that's when only a little bit came out. And now when he puts his hand there, more is going to come out. But when a person has already warmed up the whole body, so whatever's there is coming out, putting the hand is not going to cause more. And that's why that's the case of the Mishnah. He had already warmed up the whole body. It's already coming out. He can put his hand there to stop it. And just quickly swallow, and then unfortunately the rest is going to come out.
Shouldn't need a thin cloth.
What's that?
Shouldn't even need the thin cloth. But I guess maybe they just want to make it kazira.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said a law. Kol shechva zera shein kol gufo margish ba. Semen that the entire body doesn't feel. In other words, it wasn't the whole body warmed up for it to come out. That's not a seed that could create children. If it can't create children, it doesn't create impurity if it comes out of it. My time, what's the source? The verse says, Ish ki tetzim imenu shichva zera. A man that will come out of him the laying of seed. Amar Rahman Hashem says. That means beru'uya lahazriya. It has to be the liquid that could seed and could create children. And only seed that comes out of a whole body aroused can create children. They challenged this lesson of Shmuel. We learned in a Mishnah, Hayamahara Balaila, a person is dreaming in his night, or at night he was thinking about things that would cause discharges of seed. When he woke up, Matzah Basara, we found that his organ was Cham, was hotter than usual. He is Tame. Even though he doesn't see any seed, he has to assume that some seed came out. So you see, even though he didn't feel anything, he has to assume seed came out. Certainly he doesn't have to feel that his whole body is hot. So Tirgma Rav Huna answered, that case was Meshamish Mitasa B'chalomo, that in his dream, he dreamed of intercourse. The Efshel Shamish below our Gasha. So since he had a dream of intercourse itself, certainly his whole body had been warmed, he had felt it, and we feel that the semen did come out. Vishnachin, another version. Amar Shmuel said, "Kol shichva zera shen yorek kachetz. Any semen that's not shooting like an arrow, eino mitame, doesn't create impurity, because only semen that's shooting like an arrow, according to Shmuel, could create children. Ma'ika ben ha'ilish and la'ilish. What's the difference between whether the whole body has to be warmed or the semen has to be shooting like an arrow? Ika ben na'i. The difference between them is nekra behargasha, but v'yatza shelo behargasha. In other words." When it was uprooting from within him, his whole body was warmed up and there was a lot of passion. But then he calmed down, and when it actually came out, it wasn't shooting like an arrow. So according to the first version, it would still create impurity because it came out of him with the arousal. According to the second version, it doesn't create impurity. Now, Milso the Pshitul the Shmuel, this issue which was so simple to Shmuel, that seed that doesn't create children does not create impurity, Miboyle le Rava was actually a question to Rava. Boy, Rava had asked, Nakra Bahargasha, let's say the seed separated through tremendous passion, Yatzda Shalom Bahargasha, when it came out of the body, there was lack of feeling. Mahu, what is the law? Does it create impurity or not? Says the Gemara Tashma, come and hear a proof. We learned in the Mishnah. Baal Kiri Shetaval, Baal Kiri, who went to the mikvah, Velo Hitzil Mayim, and he did not urinate before he went to the mikvah, even though going to the mikvah made him pure. L'kishayatilmayim, once he urinates, tame, he again becomes tame, because apparently some of the semen is left, and when he urinates, some of that semen is going to come out. So you see that semen coming out without being aroused also creates impurity. because, you know, he's urinating here. He's not being all aroused. Says the Gemara, Shani Asim, there it was different. That since, in that case, Dirub Bar Gasha Nafik, most of that semen came out when he was aroused. Therefore, this semen creates impurity. The Safik of Rabba was semen that initially came out not aroused, and that's not a proof. Ishnach, we know another version of what Shmuel said. Amil, they said it this way. Amar Shmuel said, Kol Shichva Zeresh Ein Yorek Kechetz. Any semen that doesn't shoot like an arrow, that doesn't come out with a tremendous passion, Ein Mazras is not going to be able to seed and create children. As Ruhud Lo Mazras, it's not going to create children, but Smuya Mitamya will create impurity. Shenar, as the verse says, Ki Yebucha Ish Shelo Yetzahor Mikre Lilo, and there'll be amongst you a man who is not pure because of an event at night. Mikre, an event at night, that means a filu kri ba'olam, even just a little semen that happens in the world also creates impurity. Okay, so now we're going to talk about a non-Jew. We know that the semen of a non-Jew does not create impurity. So, boy, Rav had the following question. Ovid Kochav, let's say you have a non-Jew. Shahirer has all sorts of thoughts of intercourse, and therefore he has semen coming out in his body still. V'yard v'tzava. Then he goes down to the mikvah. He becomes a Jew. And then the semen comes out of the body. So Mahu, what's the law? Do we say, do we say that the real source of what defines it as semen is the passion and the semen separating and beginning to come out? So here was a non-Jew. And there was no impurity. So maybe not. Maybe when we said that we look at the moment of passion, maybe that's for astringency. To say that even though it came out later without passion, since it was aroused in passion, he's tameh based on the suffix that we had before. But here we're going to say that if we follow the moment of passion, we have a leniency. It's not tameh. I mean, we don't say that. Maybe we do follow the moment of passion, and therefore he's not tameh, even though it actually came out when he was a Jew. Teku, we don't know an answer to this question. A similar question. Boy, Rav asked the question. Zava. Let's say you have a woman who is a Zava. She bled 3 days during the 11 days of Zov. Shenekra meme ragleha. She again had the urine inside of her detach. She feels the urine coming out, but it hasn't yet come out of her body. And then viyarda v'tavla. Then she went to the mikvah. And now after she came out of the mikvah, the urine actually came out of the body. Mao, is that urine of Zov, that creates tumor or not? Even if you're going to tell me that in regards to semen, we follow the moment of its, you know, separating and beginning to come out. So maybe Hani Mili Sheikh Vazer, maybe that's only true in regards to semen. Once it sets off to come out, it's going to come out. You can't really stop it. You can delay it, but it's going to come out. But in regards to urine, the matzi nakitla, where a person can prevent it from coming out. Lo, there maybe it's not. And therefore, we don't follow where it originated from. Or maybe urine is like semen, and we follow where it originated. And therefore, she is tummy, because it originated in her when she was a zava, even though it actually came out when she was already tahora. Teku, we don't know the answer to this question either. By Rava, now Rava asked the third question. Ovedas kochavim zava. Let's say you have a Gentile who's treated as a zava. Shenekru meimi ragla, who had her urine separate from her, about to come out. Now on daf mem gimel amid beis. V'yard v'tavla, and before it could come out, she went to the mikvah. So Mahu, what's the halacha? If Tim Salomar, if you're going to say about the earlier questions, Basar Akira's Linan, we follow when the urine discharged, we follow when the urine separated and began to come out. Afagav, Dematzi Nakitla, even though she could have stopped the urine, we follow when it was beginning to come out. And therefore, the urine in the earlier case was Tameh, because it was urine of a Zava. So maybe here's different. Maybe that's true about a Jewish woman, where there's a Tumah d'oraisa. The non-Jewish woman who's treated as a Zava is a Tumah d'rabanan. So there, lo, maybe there we wouldn't say that the urine is Tameh because it had set out when she was Tameh. We'll say no. You look at when the urine actually came out of her body. When it actually came out of her body, she was already a giores, and she was no longer tame with the tuma of a zava. Maybe there's no difference. You always follow when it began to set out. And maybe she is tame with this rabbinic tuma because the Gentiles are treated as zavos. Again, teku, we don't have an answer to this question. We have to wait for Leo Anavi to resolve this question. The Mishnah said that in regards to a Mida, a Zav, and a Balkari, there is no amount of fluid that creates the impurity. Mitamen bekolshen. Even if a tiny bit comes out, they become tamen. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, a Zav, for a Zav, for the discharge of gonorrhea, to make a man impure as a Zav, tzarech, there is an amount, it has to be, kechasimas pia ama, enough to seal, to fill, the mouth of that organ. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, O hechtim bisaro mizavo, or he sealed up his flesh from his zov, from his flow of zov. So less than that would not create tumah. So Gemara says, how could Shmuel say such a thing? That's against the Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that Nida, Zav, and Baal Keri, Mitam and Bekol Shein, they create impurity if there's a tiny little bit of their fluids. Not that there's a certain amount of their fluids that creates the impurity. Answer the Gemara, Udama Kabi Nasan. Shmuel will tell you that there's an argument amongst the Tanaim, and he's following like the other Tana. The Tana is Rabbi Nasan. The Tana, we learned in an outside source, in a Braisa. Rabbi Nasan, Omishim Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Nasan says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Zav Tzarech Kechasimas Piha Ama. A Zav needs to have enough fluid coming out, enough to fill that opening of that organ. Vlahodulo, the Chacham did not agree to Rabbi Nasan. Ask the Gemara, my time, Rabbi Yishmael. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yishmael who requires that amount? Answer the Gemara, Damar Kar, because the Pasuk says, O hechtim bisaro mizovo, or he sealed his flesh from his flow. That says that in order to become impure, there has to be enough to seal up the flesh to fill up that spot. Rabbanan will tell you that O hechtim bisaro mizovo is needed for something else. And we boil it, that's needed for the following pasuk, following law. Lach mitameh, the zov has to be moist to create tumah. V'ena mitameh yavish. But if the zov is dry, it doesn't create any tumah. So let's say if it's dried out, it's not going to seal anything, it's just going to drop. So that wouldn't create any tumah. Rabbi Yishmael will tell you this law that the zov has to be moist to create tumah. So another pasuk. Ahu, that's on the word rar nafka. Since the pasuk says rar b'saro esovo, the zov is flowing in his flesh. So rar is flowing, so that means it has to be moist. Rabbanu will tell you, ahu l'minyanu da'asa. The word rar is not to tell me that it has to be moist. That I needed to tell me something else. How many discharges of zov make a person into a zav? As we learned, the verse says, Zovo, that's chada, that's one discharge. Ror b'saro, a flow in his flesh, trade, that's a second discharge. Es zovo, with his flow, tlas is a third discharge. Limit al zav bal shalosh rios, that teaches you that when a zav has had a discharge of gonorrhea three times, then he is an avatoma, he has to wait for 7 clean days, and chayev b'karban, he has to bring a karban after the 7 clean days. Then when the verse says, O hechtim b'saro mi zovo tumaso hi, that's to say, he is tamei through ohechtim b'saro mizovo. That's to say, miktzas zovo also is tamei. Even if only he has part of these flows, he's tamei. That tells you, limit al zav bal shtei rios, that if he has a discharge twice, he is mitamei mishkavu moshav, he is an avatuma, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon. So, okay, so that's what rar is used for, according to the Chacham. Now, what did Rabbi Shmuel? He uses rar to tell me that it has to be moist to create tumah. So minyana minale, how does he know that there has to be three discharges to have to bring a karban? Nafkale mid Reb Simai. He learns it from the lesson of Reb Simai, the time learned in a brice, Reb Simai Omer. Man hakas of shtayim, the Torah says two flows. It says ish ish ki yazav mi b'saro zovo tamehu. So it says zav and it says zovo v'karo tameh. And the Torah says that he is tummy. And it also calls shalosh. It also says sometimes three flows. Ostia tumaso bisovo, ror bisaro esovo. So there you have bisaro esovo, mizovo, ukaro tummy. And the other Torah calls him tummy. Okay, so that's to tell you, shtayim lutuma. Two times of discharge of gonorrhea, he's an avatuma. The shalosh, if it's three times, it's an avatuma, and he has to bring a karban. Says the Gemara, ulamad and afkale tarvayu, according to the one who learns these laws from Zos Tiatumaso Bezovo. So then Ish Ishkiya Zavmi Basaro my Avale. What does he do with the other pasuk of Ish Ishkiya Zavmi Basaro? Answer the Gemara, he'll learn from that, that the discharge of gonorrhea has to leave the body. But if it had separated, but it's still inside the body, it doesn't create impurity. Now, Zovo Tamei Lamali, what does he learn from the phrase Zovo Tamei? That's Limeid Ala Zov Shu Tamei. It's the Tamei that the seed itself is Tamei. The liquid itself is Tamei. All right, some more things about Sheikh Vazera. Semen. I'm Reb Chani Lai, Mishum Reb Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Reb Chani Lai said in the name of Reb Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon. Shechva Zera, the amount of semen that comes out to make a person tame, Leroa Bemashu, even if it's a tiny amount. However, Lenogea, to touch the semen, to become tame through touching it, that has to be Ke'adasha. The semen has to be a lentil size. So Gemara says, "Has that so? What about our Mishnah? Vanan, but our Mishnah said, Mitam b'kol sheitznan. All these things create some with a tiny amount. My lav l'nogea. That means even touching them, a tiny amount of them makes the tumah. Gemara says, "Lo, that's only l'roa. That's only if you see the discharge coming out. Even a tiny amount can create the tumah, but for touch, it has to be a lentil size. Tashma, come and hear a proof. We learned in a brisa. Chomer b'shichva zera mi b'sheretz. There's a stringency to shichva zera more than a dead rodent, and chomer b'sheretz mi shichva zera. Then there are stringencies to a dead rodent more than semen. Chomer b'sheretz is a stringency to a dead rodent. Shasheretz ein chaluka tum aso. There's no differences with the dead rodent. It always creates tumah. Mashein kein b'shichva zera, which isn't true about semen. There is some semen that doesn't create impurity, namely semen of a child under the age of 9 doesn't create impurity. Then there are stringencies to semen. Semen creates impurity with any amount. So again, my lovely nogeat, doesn't it sound like here too, that the semen creates impurity if you touch it with any amount? So Martin Lowe, that's not what it means. It means it creates impurity at any amount, if any amount of it comes out of a body, but in regards to touching it, it has to be a lentil amount. Vadumi the sheretz katani, but it said that it's being compared to a dead rodent. Ma sheretz benagia, dead rodents. We're talking about tumah of touch. Afshech vaser benagia. So too, the semen here is about the impurity of touch. Amravada barahava. Ravada barahava said no. Shum sheretz katani. Talking about the concept of a dead rodent. The shum shech vaser katani. Talking about the concept of semen. The concept of semen sometimes applies to a tiny amount, but actually in regards to touch, it has to be a lentil amount. V'sheretz lo matami b'mashu. So the Gemara says, one second. How could you say that the concept of a dead rodent doesn't apply to a tiny amount? It has to be at least a certain amount. It's not true. Anatam l'dinu Mishnah. Ha'evarim, limbs, ein lam shir. They don't even have an amount. Pachos mikazayis basar ames. If you have less than an olive worth of a dead body, of a human body, pachos mikazayis, less than an olive worth of basar nevela, but it's a whole limb. Or pachos mikadashim in asheretz, less than a barley seed of a sheretz. If it's a whole limb, let's say the whole arm of the lizard, it creates tumah. So you see, you can have tumah in a tiny amount. Someone says, no, tiny amount means it has no prominence. It's just a little bit of it. If it's a whole limb, it has a prominence, and that's considered like the full amount. Shiny aver, a limb is different to kulu. When you have a full limb, the makom adasha koi, that's the equivalent of a barley seed because it has the prominence of a full amount. Tayilu chaser porta aver, because if you're missing some of that limb, mikametamia, it doesn't create tuma. Again, shechva zera de chaluka tumasa mahi. What is this thing that we said that in semen there is a difference? Not all of it is tame. Ilema, if you can say there's a difference between Yisrael, Nachrim, difference between the semen of a Jew and the semen of a non-Jew. But also in the rodents, there are differences. Achbar diyam, the mouse of the sea, doesn't create impurity. Achbar diyabasha, versus the mouse of the dry land, does create impurity. Hello, the difference is being katan legadol, that a child younger than age of 9, his semen doesn't create impurity, versus rodents, even very small rodents, create impurity. Amar Rav Papa said, kitzanai, this really is a machlokes tanaim. We learned in a brisa, minayin the rabbos, nogea b'shich vazer. How do we know that someone who touches shich vazer becomes tamei tamalama? That's what the word says. O ish. Or a man who will touch. So those words, O-ish, are to include touching Shechla Zerah. Upligi Tanoi Bam, we find other Tanoim who argue about this. And the Ikadami, some say, Dun Mino, whenever you learn from a source, Umino, you have to keep learning from that source. Ikadami, others say, Dun Mino, when you learn from a source, Uki Basri, now take it to its new place. Aman Damar, Dun Mino, Mino. If the one says you learn from a source, you keep learning from that source, that pasuk of O-ish is about Sheretz. So Ma Sheretz Benegiyah, Shechla Zerah Benegiyah, Umina, and from it, Ma sheret b'kadasha av shechva zera b'kadasha, that the tuma of shechva zera through touch would only be if it has a certain amount, like a lentil. Lamanza amar, but according to the opinion that says dumina vuki ba'asri, learn from it and take it to another place. I'm sorry, adasha always was a lentil, not a barley seed. So ma sheret b'negia av shechva zera b'negia, but uki ba'asri, but he now took it to its new place. So ma shechva zera l'ro b'mashu, just as shechva zera through sight is only a tiny amount. Afnogea, so to touching Shechva Zerah would also be the mashu with a tiny amount. Okay, we'll stop here.